On Easter Sunday, you mentioned that Jesus rose from the dead on the eighth day or the first day of the week, with the image being that a new creation had been brought about by God the Father. Baptism is precisely then going to be a response to this new creation which exists. And this is precisely what Jesus speaks about to Nicodemus regarding the necessity of being baptized into this new life in Jesus Christ, to be baptized into the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And because this is a spiritual matter, it is a spiritual rebirth which takes place then in the sacrament of baptism. And it takes place through the water and the words which the priest says, which are visible and audible. But most importantly, it takes place through the power of the Holy Spirit. At the end of today's gospel, we hear Jesus, in referring to the Holy Spirit, saying that the wind blows where it wills, you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. And so it will be with the Holy Spirit. And the image there is precisely to say, we cannot see the Holy Spirit operating directly in the sacrament of baptism. We cannot see the Holy Spirit at Mass descending upon the altar, but we can certainly feel the effects and experience the change which is brought about through the power of the Holy Spirit. And in the same way that one cannot see the wind, but one can see the effects of the wind, so too it is with the power of the Holy Spirit, and this is at the basis of every sacrament, including baptism. That it is that unseen, invisible work of the Holy Spirit to transform us into a new creation. And this is precisely what we are celebrating today as we continue in the Easter season. When we think of the effects of the Holy Spirit, then, it also reminds us that part of our responsibility as baptized Catholics is to say, we have experienced the power of the Holy Spirit in our life. And while it is not something visible to us to see the Spirit descending on us, it is something that we should feel the impact and effects in our own life, which is to say, when we are the ones who are then imitating Jesus, speaking and acting as the Lord Himself did, we become witnesses to the power of the Holy Spirit as this unseen, invisible power who transforms us and creates an effect which very much is visible to the outside world. And this is precisely what we continue to see in the readings from the Acts of the Apostles today that we heard in the first reading. The apostles and the disciples have been totally transformed in the Holy Spirit. They've become bold proclaimers of the Word, and they are manifesting the effects of the Holy Spirit in their life. My brothers and sisters, as we go forward today, let us give thanks to God for the gift of baptism that we have received, that we too have been born of the water and the Spirit, as Jesus says in today's gospel. And let us pray for the grace that we would be faithful to our baptismal promises and that we would manifest that we truly have been touched by the Holy Spirit through our thoughts, words, and actions. Amen.